WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Shorty Rogers made big band records throughout the 1950s, but during a 13-month period starting in March 1955, he recorded 42 compositions using six smaller groups of 5 to 9 players. These recordings, for the Atlantic label, were stunning in their quality as well as quantity. Rogers wrote most of those pieces and arranged a few standards, aggressively exploring instrumental combinations and colors. There was a session with brass quartet, one with 5 trumpets, and another with various combinations of 4 saxophones. Shorty Rogers' Atlantic recordings have been hard to find over the years. Many had never been issued in the U.S. But now they've been rescued by the mail-order label Mosaic Records, which specializes in reissuing great but neglected music. I'll give you their address in a bit. Mosaic's put out a serious box set, 6 LPs or 4 CDs, with the serious title, The Complete Atlantic and EMI Jazz Recordings of Shorty Rogers. Besides those 1955-56 sessions, the box includes a dozen tracks from 1951 and 54. It's ironic that Rogers is seen as an avatar of the West Coast's waspy cool jazz. He came of age in the Bronx as Milton Rajonski, the son of East European immigrants. His New York roots help explain why his West Coast players often swung as hard as East Coast hard boppers. But just as often, Shorty Rogers' small groups typify the squeaky cleanness of the 50s West Coast sound. Not that that's bad. Their intonation is impeccable, and they play complex lines with a light touch, which is also true of Rogers' cup-muted trumpet and flugelhorn solos. At best, he has one of the most fetching instrumental conceptions in jazz. There are lots of great players on these 54 tracks, among them Rogers' early inspiration on trumpet, Harry Sweets Edison, the saxophonists Bud Shank and Art Pepper, bassists Curtis Counts and Ralph Pina, and drummer Shelly Mann. Rogers' most faithful sidekick is Jimmy Giuffre on saxes and clarinet. Giuffre really made his mark with his breathy work in the clarinet's lower register. On Chant of the Cosmos, barely sounding a note, he sounds oddly like a drummer using brushes on his snare. That sort of minimalist reserve dovetails with Shorty Rogers' lean and economical writing. He lets the sunlight through his structures, giving them an airy, buoyant feel. That light touch, allegedly a weakness of West Coast jazz, is one of this music's most appealing characteristics. In their own quiet way, these recordings anticipate current mid-sized groups like the octets led by David Murray and John Carter that blend a big band's coloristic range with small band mobility. In that sense, Rogers is a link between two innovative contemporaries, the bigger-than-life Charles Mingus and the minimalist Thelonious Monk. The proof is in this lavishly annotated and illustrated box set, available only by mail. Mosaic Records is at 35 Melrose Place, Stamford, Connecticut, 06902. If you're feeling the economic pinch, the album The Swinging Mr. Rogers, a budget reissue on Atlantic, contains a good slice of this stuff. But be forewarned, a small taste may not be enough.